I still have to get comfortable in this chair, so anyhow, so where are the pretty girls?
More pretty girls from his team coming in again this week. It's like they're taking over.
Well, girls are doing a lot of things these days, Ami. The word of the week is couture. C-O-U-T-U-R-E. It is a noun that means high fashion design and dressmaking.
UFLEX is sponsored by PricewaterhouseCoopers.
So listen to UFLEX this Wednesday from 4 to 5, right here on Radio Cayman, 89.9 FM.
Listen to hear what's going on with Isabel in our back chat this week. It will be on human rights.
UFLEX, a program for young people by young people.
UFLEX, more than talk.
It's Youth Flex in the building, bringing the noise and the message to place, so put away your toys.
It's Mr. Josh in the building, here to take it over. Kitty is going to be one like Yoda.
Be one with the force, Youth Flex said it. So Josh, you can think it come down with the bit, bringing the message straight to the people. The key was the first, now you are the sequel.
Think you can handle it, this is just a sample quit. Mr. J-O-S-H here handling ish. Turn it up loud and play it proud. 26 was before, 27 is now.
Finally.
Good day, Cayman Islands. I am your host, Josh, along with my co-host, Danny and Shamim. Welcome to UFLEX. This is the seventh show of this season of inspiration. Today, our guests are another group of gorgeous Miss Teen contestants. Before we go to our first music break and chatting with our guests, I would like to shout out Shamim and John for hooking me up with the
best
intro ever. But let's take it to our first music break, which is Your Love by Nicki Minaj.
Right about now.
Your love, 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 your love
back of the brim. Make peace, do the abs, make stop at the gym. And he keep a duvet, keep his wave on swim. What waves on swim, so they hate on him. Anyway, I think I met him sometime before. In a different life or where I record. I mean, he was Adam, I think I was Eve. But my vision ends with the apple on the tree. F on my chest, cause I'm ready to save him. Cause I'm no one like I'm Tracy McGrady. And I think I love him like Eminem calling Shady. When he call me mama, love mama, I call him baby. Baby. Shawty, I'ma only tell you this once, you the illest. Papa, that's that dope. And for your love, and I'ma die hard like Bruce Willis. Papa, that's that dope. You got spark, you got funk. You got something all the girls want. You like a candy store, and I'm a toddler. It got me wanting more and much, much more. But your love, your love, yeah. Just left money gram in the lemon lamb. Hot damn, make me scream like summer jam. I mean, that bug must be from the motherland. Anyway, I think I met him in the sky. When I was a geisha, he was a samurai. Somehow I understood him when he spoke Thai. Never spoke lies and he never broke fly. That's on my chest, let me get my cape on. With a certificate that I changed my name on. Where the certificate that I changed my name on. Shawty, I'ma only tell you this once, you the illest. Papa, that's that dope. And for your love, I'ma die hard like Bruce Willis. Papa, that's that dope. You got spark, you got funk. You got something all the girls want. You like a candy store, and I'm a toddler. You got me wanting more and much, much more. But your love, yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Our Sometime After 4 news is brought to you by PricewaterhouseCoopers. I am Krista Samuels. Cayman Karting is having Wheel-to-Wheel Wednesdays each Wednesday night from 7:30 to 9 p.m. for the real racers. If you think you got what it takes to be one of Cayman's top go-kart racers, get $25 and test your skills tonight at the go-kart track behind Progressive Distributors. Miss Teen Cayman Islands pageant is scheduled for August 28th at the Lions Center. Tickets cost $20 and are available from all your club members, Reflections, and our friends at Funky Time. The Cayman Islands Cadet Corps is now open for cadet recruitment. The recruitment period for the September uptake is July 29th, 2010 to August 31st, 2010. Applications received after August 31st will be processed for January 2011 recruitment. For more information, you may contact us at mobile 938-8820, office 946-9810 for Grand Cayman, and 948-8824 for Cayman Brac. Fax is 946-9611 for Grand Cayman and 948-8000 for Cayman Brac. The email is cadetcorps@gov.ky. The new Self-Help Community Foundation, in partnership with Patrick Broderick Photography, will be delivering another awesome photography workshop for youth aged 12 to 19 on August 28th and 29th at the Georgetown Primary School Computer Lab. Teenage participants are asked to bring their own cameras, but if you do not have a camera, one can be provided for you. Register early. To get registered, call 927-4777 or email tnshcommunityfoundation@canw.ky. Today, the workshop is limited to 15 spaces only, so get registered today. UFLEX has partnered with the Public Library to bring you the Word of the Week, which is couture. C-O-U-T-U-R-E. It is a noun that means a high fashion designing and dressmaking. I am Krista Samuels, and that concludes our Sometime After 4 news, sponsored by PricewaterhouseCoopers. Now here's Rochelle with some youth achievement highlights.
From the youth achievement highlight files, here are this week's notables. Congratulations to Natasha Kazoli on her presentation of her thesis on local music icon Aunt Julia Hayes last Thursday night at the Harkill Studio. Props to 10-year-old Michaela McGaughan on becoming the fastest 10-year-old girl in the Caribbean. Props to local award-winning chef Georgian Midgen General on being selected as our Person of the Week that perspires to inspire others. And finally, on the highlights, allow me to highlight Tracy Forbes on receiving her Bachelor's Degree of Law with Honours from the University of Liverpool. to put items on the highlight, email theflex@james.myers@gov.ky or leave your comments on our website. Our websites again are www.youthflex.blogspot.com or www.facebook.com and search for Youth Flex Radio Show. Youth Flex has partnered with the public library to bring you the word of the week, which is couture. C-O-U-T-U-R-E. It is a noun that means a high fashion designing and dressmaking. For Youth Flex Radio Show, I am Rochelle Berry.
Getting a mortgage shouldn't be so hard. It's like walking around with all this weight. Do you have all the documents? Can you make the legal fees? And what about the...
I'll take those.
What?
How would you like a no-fee mortgage from First Caribbean? There. No commitment fees, no negotiation fee. And here's a pre-approved credit card, a pre-approved revolving loan to cover insurance and taxes. We'll even throw in an extra $5,000 towards legal fees.
Wow! Thanks! First Caribbean's no-fee mortgage really set me free.
No problem.
Call or come into any First Caribbean branch and ask about the no-fee mortgage today. First Caribbean. Get there together.
And we're back, Kimon. So girls, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good evening. My name is Shanique Gann and I'm 16 years old and I'm proudly sponsored by Larna's Exquisite Fashions and I'm proud to call myself a Bea. My favorite color is lime green and I enjoy cooking and in the future I plan to study aviation and become one of Cayman's few female pilots.
Wow, okay. That's real nice.
Good evening, Cayman. My name is Nadisa Dixon and I'm contestant number 5. I am representing the district north side. My favorite hobbies are modeling. I enjoy modeling a lot. I enjoy reading in my spare time as well as playing sports such as rugby, netball, baseball, and such as.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Cayman. My name is Ashley Nalzi, contestant number 6, and I'm 16 years old, and I'm representing Georgetown.
My hobbies are I like to take part in sports and just relax with my family.
Okay, that's like really cool. Danny?
Yeah. So ladies, why did you decide to enter Miss Teen this year? Like, what made you decide, okay, this is my year to shine? Ashley?
What made me decide to enter this pageant has always been a dream of mine to, like, be in this pageant, to be a role model to younger Caymanians. And that's what mainly persuaded me to enter this pageant, because I really want to be a role model, like a publicized role model.
That's good. That's a good reason. Shanique?
I entered Miss Teen to gain experience and to also gain experience in public speaking and be a voice for my peers.
I entered Miss Teen because I felt that I had a lot to offer. I felt that I could be a good role model for the youth of the Cayman Islands, as well as the experience and exposure that I would gain from entering the pageant.
Those are all very excellent reasons.
All right, Jermaine.
So what is your platform?
My platform is health, and it is obesity in youth.
Yours is.
My platform is Teen Voice, which mainly has to do with the opinions and decisions voiced by teenagers.
Oh, that sounds hard.
My platform is domestic abuse and how much I'm against it.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we will break for our sometime after 4 news and we will return.
Girlfriend, man.
wanna make a bag. Drop top 5 stacks, wanna make a bag. Yeah. Louis, Prada, Aramis, Fendi, Valentino, hell, they all make me 5 stacks, wanna make a bag. Drop 5 stacks, wanna make a bag. To make a bag, to make a bag, to make a bag, to make a bag.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin juice, laying underneath the palm trees. And
the texts and all the data. And I've got it all. I talk all I want, text all I want, and go online on my phone all I want.
Lion's new improved All Talk Plus. Same price, more stuff. Get minutes for talk, plus text, and everything online on your phone. All for the same price. It's not All Talk, it's All Talk Plus. Lion terms and conditions apply. See press or timeforlion.com. Lion, for living every day.
Alright, and we're back, K-Man. So girls, Jermaine, can you please repeat your question so the audience can hear?
What is your platform and why did you...
Like, just explain what's your platform again for the listening audience.
My platform is health and it's obesity and youth.
My platform is teen voice.
My platform is domestic abuse and how much I'm against it.
Okay, thank you. Well, if you have any questions to ask these girls, you are welcome to give us a call at 1-800-534-8255. That's 1-800-534-8255. Well, Danny?
If any of you are crowned Miss Teen 2010-2011 on August 28th, what would be the very first thing you do and why?
If crowned the next Miss Teen, I plan to execute my platform and make a campaign going around to different schools talking about the advantages of eating healthy and also being physically fit.
If crowned Miss Teen 2010-2011 on August 28th, I would definitely start to build up my platform by getting people involved in it. And also talking. Thank you.
Okay, Ashley.
The first thing that I would do if I was crowned Miss Teen was just definitely get on top of my platform. And second of all, I would also like to encourage other girls to enter this pageant because the experience alone is like tremendous. The journey through it is like tremendous, and then I would also like just encourage you to like
I get what you're saying. Takisha, you have a question?
What's the funnest part about you guys being there with all the other contestants in the team?
Well, so far, the funnest part about being in the Miss Teen was going away to the Sister Islands and being together and actually sharing our thoughts with each other and just having fun.
That's cool. That does sound like fun.
Yeah.
I think it's every day at practice, we hang out and we have fun. We all interact and we all get along. And as Shanique said, Kim and Brack was a blast. We all had fun. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to meet the Kim and Brock trip, but the friendship alone that we all share, and like we can all talk to each other and express our feelings and thoughts through like how this pageant has helped us, and I think that's the funnest part.
That's really cool. That's really nice that you guys all get along so well, and there's no like, oh, I don't want her to win, I want to win, blah, blah, blah. It's cool that you're all kind of supportive of each other, and that it's not like, that's really nice.
Yeah. Well, Takisha has a question.
Well, you guys, we asked the girls from last week, what was the funnest thing that you guys did while you were Kim Brack? Because we hear everyone saying, well, you go Kim Brack and then nothing to do, blah, blah, blah. Because I was a previous so-called Bracka. So I want to find out from you guys, what's your view about what's the funnest thing to do when you go Kim Brack?
Well, the funnest part was touring the island and actually getting to see the bluffs and stuff like that.
That was definitely not true about Kim and Brat being boring. It's very fun. We toured the whole island and we went to various places. The bluff was very exciting. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go too far to the edge.
But we did climb.
Yes. Hiking was very good. It was great.
Ashley said she hasn't been to the Brett, but had you been there previously?
Yeah, but we didn't really do so much. We went on a netball trip, and we were just playing. We never really explored the island, so...
Okay, well, maybe another time, right?
Yeah. Jimmy?
Girls, tell your audience why they should get tickets and come to Miss Teen Pageant on August 20th.
Well, this pageant has 9 beautiful, talented young ladies, and I think that all of the Cayman Islands should come out and watch it because we do have surprises in store for you.
That's so true.
Cool.
Ashley?
There's a diverse in talents. Each person is doing a different talent, so there's a lot of excitement going on. Our opening performance is also big. It's a lot of updated songs, so the crowd should really enjoy it.
Cool, sounds good.
Ashley?
I think that they should come out to support us because just the fact that we're trying to get the position that we're aiming for, I think that just the support alone, that they should come out there and support us all. But we have, a lot in store for you guys out there. You'll really enjoy it. The entertainment alone is wonderful.
Okay. Takisha?
So, you guys, is there anything you miss about being in Miss Teen? By being in Miss Teen, are you guys taken away from any of your other privileges?
Well, right now, I'm actually taken away from track. But... this experience is all worth it, and I think at the end I will gain all the experience that I need, and I will make more friends than I ever had.
Ashley? Oh, which? Come on.
Is there any privileges that you think that you have been taken away from by being a Miss Teen? Because I know you guys like how a time limit that you have to be home now, but besides that, is there anything else that you missed?
Well, honestly, not really, because it's summertime and I'm off season for track, so I'm not really missing out or anything. But like I said, the experience is nice. I'm glad I really entered this pageant.
I don't think I'm missing out on anything. I think the pageant's really great, and though there may be curfews at certain times you have to be home, it doesn't matter because at the end of the pageant it'll all pay off, hopefully.
Yeah.
So we're all looking forward to August 28th.
Yes, we are.
Okay, well, it was real nice talking to you.
I have one last question. I asked you guys during the break what your different talents were that you are going to do, because I'm kind of interested. So tell Cayman what you guys are going to do.
Well, my talent, that is a huge surprise. Aww. What you need to do is come out, support us, and you will get a show.
I agree with Shanique. Oh, it's all a surprise.
Shanique sounds excited.
Oh, yes.
Well, the anticipation is burning us because we all want to know what you guys have. Exactly. Are going to be. Or should I say you girls?
Well, do you have any shout outs for family, sponsors, or friends?
Yes, I would like to shout out Miss Larna. She has been a big inspiration in my life, and also my mom and dad, and my brothers.
Coach Yen.
And yes.
Ashley, any shout out?
Oh, I would like to shout out my family for being there for me, throughout this whole pageant. They've been behind me the whole time. And I'd also like to shout out my sponsor, Money Center. I'm very thankful for this sponsor, and I will make you guys proud of me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A shout out to my family, everyone who's been supportive, as well as my friends. A special thanks to my sponsors, The Rack, More Candles and Accessories, and Mr. Arden McLean, who has given me a fighting chance at this competition. Thank you all.
Okay, Shanique.
Just a quick apology. Miss Larna is my sponsor.
Okay. Oh, you get it. Can you please tell us your sponsor?
Larna's Exquisite Fashion.
Okay, yeah. Well, we got that. Well, we're about to take it to Isabel right quick, and we'll be back.
Seems like Isabel is winning the hearts of everyone.
That girl is beautiful. Boy, I wish I would spend every day with her for 2 weeks. I wish I would spend even one day with her.
Look, Sammy, I don't go all day to stand up in this hot sun.
Here is episode 7 of Isabel on Uflex.
Don't let go, Francis. Don't let go. Watch out. Francis, where he is? Francis. Francis. Jesus.
Philip Evans.
Give me a hand.
Wake up.
Give me a hand, Francis. Francis.
Philip Evans. Wake up. It's okay.
I tried, Isabel. I tried to save him, but I couldn't see.
It's all right, Philip Evans. You were only dreaming.
Where Sam is?
He went to find some coconuts for me.
Come on, let's go find him. I gotta carry you home soon.
The most refreshing drink in the world.
Delicious.
Thank you, Sammy. Well, gentlemen, I must get back to my ground. Thank you, Philippi Banks. I learned many things today. Would you like to hear me recap?
No,
basil is the name given to a wild-growing plant that is used to make a soothing tea in Cayman. Then cerise is a vine with a bright orange spindle-shaped fruit that is used to make a tea that is good for your blood and for your skin. And bottlers
are... Very good. You learn fast.
Shall we meet the same time tomorrow?
Just as long as you keep him a gun safe.
Oh, don't worry. I have it hidden safely. Thanks again, and good day. Oh, what a surprise! A letter from James. My dearest Isabel.
I have the most wonderful news for you. We are to be married. Mother broke the news to me as we were having supper last night. Apparently, she and your dad have been speaking of the possibility for some time, and he wrote last month to say it was time we tied the knot. She thinks you're a splendid girl and will make a wonderful wife. I think so too, don't you? Oh, my dearest Isabel, you can't imagine how dreadful it is for me to be separated from you. These years have been absolute hell. I tried drowning my sorrow by escaping to Europe, but it was no fun being there without you. Now that our wedding is imminent, I have a frightfully overwhelming need to be with you. I promise to make you the happiest woman on earth. Mom and I are sailing tomorrow for the Caymans. Via Jamaica. Soon you'll be in my arms forever. Yours now and always.
Good day, Miss Isabel.
Oh, good day. You must be the dressmaker.
Sorry to disturb you, Mom. I can come back later.
No, it's okay. Just a letter from James. I'm fine. Why don't you sit for a moment?
Well...
Go on, it's okay.
This is a beautiful house. One of the finest on the island. Just like your young gentleman.
James? Oh, no. He's just a good friend. We've been writing to each other since I was 12. My father wants me to marry him.
No, I was thinking of young Philip Evans. Went to sea when he was only 16. He come from a good, respectable family. Always been a good boy, and he handsome, too.
Well, my father tells me you live quite a distance from here. Did you walk today?
Walking is no trouble to me, Mom. I used to walk all the way from West Peterborough in town when my mom was alive. Everything was just quiet and peaceful. Only me, the mosquitoes, and God along the way.
How can anyone not walk? This place is so beautiful, so full of colors, as if the hand of God himself painted everything.
Your friend Philip. I used to have a friend like that one time. We used to go everywhere together. We sat down next to each other in school. We played. We went swimming all the time.
Sorry. What happened?
Someone came between us, and she was never the same. Anyway, I better get started on measuring you now.
Nettie, I know how much that land meant to your mama, and that's why I want to sell it. See, I can make something out of it. I can build houses. I know you and Leela have on a little disagreements, but that don't have nothing to do with me. I just her special friend.
After all these years, you're not changing it, John. You still stammer when you're plotting corruption, and you still look and sound like a jackass every time you open your mouth.
Never mind the insults. You're going to sell a walk.
I'm not selling a damn thing to you.
But, Nettie, you're not doing no use. You're just sitting there supporting Bush. Let me buy it, chop out the pasture, use it, sell it to me now.
You is like the devil in this district, but my soul is not for sale, and neither is my land.
No, Nettie. Let's discuss this thing like two level-headed adults.
How your mark end up on the back piece of Charlie Hyde's land? And two, how long you think you're going to be able to lie and steal from the good people of this district?
Steal?
Yes, steal. People, families work hard for their little land they got. Caymanians got nothing to worry about now, more than having to worry about our very own stealing from us.
That's what's wrong with Caymanians these days. The minute somebody step up with a good idea, you're ready to accuse them of some wickedness. Don't hate me because I want a little bit more from life than just a piece of land and a house.
Nobody's saying it wrong to want things, but you gotta work for it fair. God is always watching, you know, John John.
Well, he wasn't watching when my daddy died and left me with nothing. But I got where I got now because I used my head. What wrong with that?
Nothing if you didn't sell your soul for it and keep secrets. That's why you and Leela can never be happy.
Don't talk to me about selling of soul and secrets, because you got plenty of secrets that can change a lot of things around you. But God help you if I find out. That's all. God help you.
Heard in this episode of Isabel was Michael McLaughlin as Philip, Rita Estevanovich as Isabel, David Bridgman as James, Alan Ebanks as John John, and Lorna Bush as Nettie. While Isabel's world seems to be turning upside down, and what evil vices will John John employ to get Nettie to sell her land? Listen next week as local award-winning playwright Patricia Bent, the Cayman National Cultural Foundation, Radio Cayman, Youth Lex Radio Show, and sponsor PricewaterhouseCoopers bring you another exciting episode of Isabel on Youth Lex.
Stop crying. Help with the children's sports team. If the village of good people does not raise the child, be sure the village of drug dealers and other deviants will. Which village do you want your young neighbors raised up by? A reminder by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands.
Caribbean Engineering Machine Shop specializes in cylinder head welding and repairs, engine block boring and sleeving, crankshaft repairs, brake drum and disc machining, pressing, line boring, and now offers muffler repairs. They also fabricate gates and railings. Visit Caribbean Engineering at their new location, Warehouse Number 4, 18 Blue Lagoon Drive off Sparky Drive, opposite Progressive Distributors. For certified machinists, welders, and free estimates, call Caribbean Engineering Machine Shop at 946-5000. That's 946-5000.
New graduates, considering further education? Consider accounting. IMPT offers you the ACCA Certified Accounting Technician qualification. Get globally qualified to compete in Cayman or internationally in as little as 9 months. IMPT is Cayman's only ACCA-approved learning partner for student tuition. Call 943-IMPT. That's 943-4678.
And we're back, Cayman, and I am your host, Josh, along with my co-hosts, Tremaine, Danny, and Takesha. And we have the Youth Flex crew in the building. Ahmed, Jamo.
Yes.
Okay, Danny, I think you have an announcement to make.
The Water Authority Cayman would like to inform the motoring public that as work continues on the South Church Street upgrade, it has become necessary to close the section of South Church Street between Goring Avenue and Boilers Road. Closure will take place tonight, Wednesday, August 18th, from 10:30 p.m. until 5:30 a.m. The motoring public is asked to avoid this area where possible. If the area cannot be avoided, drivers should proceed with caution and obey all road signs. The Water Authority Cayman apologizes for any inconvenience caused.
Okay. Takesha, I think you have an announcement.
Miss Cayman platform launched The charitable selection of each contestant will be announced as well as sponsors by the contestants. Saturday, the 21st of August, Weston Bullseye at 6:30 p.m. Tickets available from the Classic Miss Cayman contestants and committee members, all 916-0264. Tickets sidewalk sale. Friday, the 20th of August, Cardinal Avenue at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Have your photo taken with the contestants.
Yeah. So there's a lot of beauty queen thing going on. Miss Teen and Miss Kaylin happening all the same time.
You can go get your picture taken with Miss Teen and be like, yeah, I was next to her, no?
Yeah, you know, Andre has to be in that, you know. Him with all his fans.
He might just be hosting it.
Be down there taking his pictures.
Alright, but I think it's Backchat time. And last week on Backchat we spoke about the Cayman Islands Youth Assembly. But this week on Backchat we want to talk about human rights in Cayman. So I'll ask the first question to you. With our new constitution outlining human rights, what does this mean to you as the next voting generation? This is throwing out to your age, you and you kind of represent your age group, those that are not yet of voting age, but will be by the time the next election comes around. What does the new constitution and human rights mean to you?
Okay, well, to me, the new constitution that is coming up outlining human rights, it's a very important subject, and we all should be like be informed and know what's going on, because when you vote about something, you need to make an informed decision. Human rights is very important to everybody. It's the bare necessities or the bare rights that each person has, and it's something that, you know, if people are deprived certain rights, like in certain countries, then it's not something we want here in Cayman. We want everybody to be treated equal and fairly. Well, that's at least the view I have on the matter. There's different controversial subjects, like which we'll hear about later on in our discussion, but it's just you have to make your own informed decision and not think about what maybe somebody else might be thinking, but think for yourself, but also don't be... I don't want to use a harsh word here. Don't be cloudy about it, or don't just say something because somebody else does. Make sure you learn about it, you think about it, and then you act on your toes. And
so you make informed decisions based on research.
Correct.
Okay, you touched a little bit on the controversial stuff, and one of the most controversial of the human rights that then came on, it seems to be the rights of homosexuals.
Right.
What is your take on this issue, even though you're not of voting age?
Well, my take on this issue is that, I don't know, it's really hard. It's very controversial, and lots of people feel differently about it. But I think that you should be allowed to have a partner if you so choose, if the member is of the same sex or opposite sex. I mean, I'm a God-fearing person, and I believe that man was made for woman and woman for man. But, I mean, some people, I don't know if they say maybe it's genetics or people are born a certain way, or it's like how you were raised or how you came up. I mean, you're taught to love one another and to, like, be there for somebody if they need you. Say if I had a friend who may be that way, I'm not just going to shun them and not be their friend because of it. I might encourage them to, you know, explore other options and maybe not go this route that they're thinking of. But in the end, like, it's your decision as a human being, as a person. And if that's how you want to be, then I understand. But with regards to Cayman being a nation that was founded on God, I know it's something that a lot of people are debating against, like this whole, like, whether they should be allowed to be married or to be together in public and stuff, and so it's a hot topic right now as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, anyone else have a take on it?
Yeah. Well, I agree with what she says, and I think that everyone should be with someone. There's someone for everyone. I stand for that motto. And well, I think it's kind of a personal reason, in that everyone should respect different people's reasons, because if you say, well, I'm going to dye my hair black, and someone else come and say, well, you can't do that, but that's your personal something, you want to do it, so you have the right to do what you feel like doing, because it's your body and yourself. So I think that everyone should, like, have a choice, and if you're getting into something and you do not know what you're getting into, there should always be someone there to, like, explain different options, as she said. And I think that, well, when it comes down to everything, it depends on you as your personality, and if you want to be that special someone, and even if it's the opposite or whatever sex it wants to be, well, then, I don't know, just go for it, I guess.
Okay.
It comes down to your personal decision, because you're the one that's going to have to live with it.
All right, but, I am one of the persons that, I'm speaking personally, that is strongly opposed to homosexuality, homosexuals having equal rights to conventional couples. And it is primarily because it is not a natural thing. It doesn't lend to productivity. And there's no offspring from same-sex marriages. There's no continuity in your nation. If every single one of us, including your generation, was to team up with someone of the same sex, there would be no children in the next generation. None at all. You would have to go and adopt children from elsewhere that are not wanted or are available for adoption. Or we would have to find a different generation of future Caymanians. And to get to equate those rights equally to those that are that can produce the next generation of Caymanians. I never sit idly by and watch that happen to my country. It is imperative for Caymanians to continue to multiply and to populate our islands. So this will remain the Cayman Islands by Caymanians and for Caymanians. It is not a good thing when we have people visit our island and stay long and then become Caymanian, and that is the way our nation grows. And if all of our local Caymanian people and everyone else teams up with someone of the same sex, there will be no growth in terms of birth rate. And then there will be no future generation of Caymanians. And I don't want that to even be part of our laws that govern us, because it means after my generation has died out. And if the future generations continue to want to engage in this manner because it is, I don't know, easier, it's convenient, or it's it is just their tendency. For each girl that teams up with a girl, there's a boy that must have to team up with a boy. If you really look at it that way, because the numbers are still about 50-50.
Yeah, but I don't think that it'll probably come down to that, because it's something about the genetic forms of the human being that concludes them to be that way. And I don't think that everyone that's born in the future generation is going to come down to be, you know, like that. So I don't think that by them...
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah. I don't think that Caymanian is going to get overpopulated by opposite sex people. I don't think so.
History has a way of repeating itself, right?
Yeah, it does. But
it is documented in the Bible of a whole city, a whole nation almost, being destroyed because they were all of that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if that has been proven in the past, it can be... it can occur again.
But
it's just a matter of is if the society wants to be a part of that, or wants to adopt that as their norm, because it had to be their norm in Sodom and Gomorrah for that to be so prevalent.
I understand what Mr. James is saying. Like, it might not be an entire generation, but it might make a significant difference to how we are. Yes. And like, if it becomes law, and
well, if it does come down to like some people, like it's getting over the limit, what do you think that we should possibly do with that? Because I don't know there's anything that can do, because we're not going to go out there and kill someone or do something or otherwise because of the person and the sex that they depend that they want to be. We can't do that. That's inhumane.
No, I don't think you'd come right out and victimize someone in that manner for their orientation. Although right now there's a lot of discrimination and a lot of people being ostracized because of their sexual orientation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's something that in Cayman people would go right out and harm someone or kill someone for it. But if it becomes a norm, if it becomes a acceptable public behavior, is like, then it encourages young people to emulate what the adults do. And if all the adults gravitate to this kind of behavior, then it makes it easier for young people to gravitate to that kind of behavior. And then it becomes their norm.
Yeah.
It's just like now you guys, your generation is the Pirates Week generation. Pirates Week is normal for you guys. You were born and saw it, see it every year. It wasn't in my generation. I was 7 years old when the first Pirate Week happening came on. And it was not Caymanian.
Hmm.
And it's not, it wasn't part of our culture. Reveling and partying, that wasn't part of our culture.
Yeah.
We would almond pop in, go sip, and fishing and eat mangoes.
Yeah.
We're not going jumping down no street drinking liquor. Mm. But now that's a norm.
Yeah,
you guys would go to Pirates Week and there's no problem.
Yeah.
Not an issue. You're wondering why we don't want you to go to Pirates Week. You know, why we should have a separate little teen jam for young people.
Yeah.
But that's why.
Yeah.
Because we're not into that. That's not how Caymanians behave. It's not part of our Caymanian culture.
I agree.
But it's now been around so long. It is now infused in our culture.
It's growing.
And your children will see this kind of revelry and think, this is who we are as a people.
Yeah, this is how Caymanian grew up and this is how we're supposed to be and this is how
we see what I'm saying? So imagine two decades from now.
When the human rights of homosexual
couples are equal to that of me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the rights to everything.
They can be married.
They can do whatever any couple can do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they can do everything except procreate.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that rate, they'll go out and adopt children. Because that's the only how they can have children. Yes.
Well, sorry to go off topic, but like you were saying about back in the Bible about when something happened before it would happen again.
Yes.
There has been an issue like with the recession so far.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened before,
right,
after World War II,
right,
in Germany. They had to borrow. So basically, yeah, anything can happen over again.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think we'll go to Prosperity Inspire, and when we come back, we'll chat a little bit more about children's rights.
Midja, who is more than her second week of camp, and she is chosen as our person of the week who perspires to inspire. Miss Midget, tell us a little bit about what it is you do and why you do it.
Well, I just love to deal with children. And the 2 weeks of camp, it really inspired me to deal with the kids that I have been dealing with. It's been a long, long journey, but I enjoy it. Friday's going to be the last, and they're still asking if I'm going to hold a camp next week again, but I don't think I could hold it out any longer, so I'm going to see what happens after tomorrow, and then if anything, I'll call them on Monday and say, come on over, let's have another week of camp or something like that. But it's been a long journey, and it really inspired me to deal with the children, because I know it's really a change. You could see a change in the children, and the way they talk, the way they even walk different in the 2 weeks that I've had them. So it really inspired me to really deal with them. And if I have to do it again, I will do it again.
Okay, I'll pass across your campsite, which is your home in Prospect. And I saw some of them around, some caboose cooking and all kind of stuff. So it's a real cultural camp that you have in here.
Yeah, last week they learned to make pizza, which they said that was easy. This week they did Cayman style beef on the caboose, which turned out real good. They had some visitors and they had lunch with us. And today they did cornbread and they did cassava cake. So they really learned a lot in the 2 weeks that they've been here, and they really enjoy it. I hope they enjoy it anyway.
So we want to thank you here on UFLEX for doing what you do and perspiring to inspire others and keeping our culture alive in Cayman.
Thank you, Jamal. Anytime.
All right. All right.
Ever wonder what's beneath the surface? On Atlantis Submarines. You don't have to be a diver. You don't even have to get wet. Atlantis Submarines will take you 100 feet underwater in air-conditioned comfort to explore Cayman's vibrant underwater world by day or by night. Resident rates available year-round on both the Atlantis Submarine and the SeaWorld Observatory Glass Bottom Boat. Bring your visiting friends and family, and we will extend the resident rate to them as well. Atlantis Submarine, open Monday through Saturday, located at the Georgetown Harbor, across from Hard Rock Cafe. Call 949-7700.
The $3 regional day pass from Digicel is extended until August 31st. Now you can connect to your world for less with Digicel's regional day pass. You can make your regional Digicel calls for only $3. Whether you're calling Jamaica, Honduras, Barbados, or anywhere in the Caribbean, it's easier with Digicel. Simply dial *132 number sign and activate your regional day pass today. Why spend so much upfront when you can talk more and spend less with Digicel? Cayman's bigger, better network. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.digicelcayman.com. Promotion not valid on to Guyana and Antigua.
Welcome back to the Flex.
We're back. Thank you. Welcome back to the Flex. Wrapping up our discussion on human rights, we want to touch on the topic of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. We here on the Flex promote it from time to time, but have you heard of any of those rights being addressed by the newly formed Human Rights Commission in Cayman, the rights of the child? And if so, which ones you heard? And if not, what do you think is the matter why they're not being addressed? You heard?
I haven't heard any. I remember a conversation a while ago about the rights of the child. I don't remember who exactly I was speaking to. Probably Mr. James, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that maybe when school starts back, they'll probably come into the schools and make sure everybody knows about it if they haven't done so already, because I'm not really aware of the rights of the child.
Me neither, but I think there's one that you cannot abuse the child or something like that.
Right. I think that's a human right that you should not torture. That you should not torture, including children. But then children have some unique rights. Like they have the right to be
to be with their parents,
be raised by their parents. They also have the right to play time and leisure time, which isn't a human right, it's a child right.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the right to play. I have the right to work. I don't have the right to play. But it is something that should be brought out there, and the Human Rights Commission should address children rights as well. So you're saying that would be a great idea for the Human Rights Commission to come into the schools and talk about child rights or human rights?
Child rights in particular, but also touch on human rights as well. But okay. I think especially like the right to play, I think that's important. You know, you hear about people in the States, like they're cutting back on maybe PE and different activities like that, where a child needs the time to get outside and burn off all that extra energy. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important that young people here know about it if they didn't before.
No, but it also talks about to play and for leisure is so you can recreate young children dream and fantasize, and they should be allowed to do so, and that is what makes them a child. And when you take that away from them, it's almost like torture.
Mm-hmm. And you must become like a little child to enter the kingdom of God.
There you go.
Yeah, because I agree. My teacher, Miss Ebright Suarez, she used to tell me that there's a time and place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand it when she used to tell me it, but now I like understand it, because like, if you play when it's time to study, you have a big test or exam coming up, and then when it's time for the exam, you'd be like, oh, I wish I had did that, I wish I had studied. But you play and stuff like that. So I think that everything should have a time, something like that, because you should have a time to play, and you should have a time to get serious and get your head together and like study and different stuff like that.
Okay. Well, we're going in over time. Thanks for Funky Times. We're getting a little bit of time, but I think we should do our final shout outs now. And the shout outs.
Shout out to every the Miss Teen contestants that were on the show today and the contestants that were on the show last week. Big up to all you girls and those that haven't come on the show yet. Also, just go out and make sure you support them at the pageant, August 28th at the Lion Center. Also, shout out to all my family and friends that might be listening, and to you, Flex Radio Show and the Cold Crew. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I want to shout out my buddy Dominic Bodden. His birthday is today, just turned 18. My cousin also, Eugenio. Well, then Eugenio. Eugenio, I mean Eugene Junior Miles. He just turned 11 today, and then my grandmother's birthday also, but I can't remember how old she is, so shout out if you're listening.
Any shout out to Ahmed?
Well, a shout out to my mom, who probably should be listening now.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to shout out to everyone, all of listeners, all of our supporters. I'd like to shout out to my aunt and uncle that I know you guys are listening. I love you guys so much. And Ashley, my favorite cousin. My mom and dad for all your support. Thank you. And I'd like to thank all the Flex crew for being so awesome also, because I think you guys are so great. We have so much fun together.
Cool. All right. Josh?
Well, I would like to shout out the Flex crew. Miss Teen Contestants, Angel Nabat, Joel, Jamo, Bigs Up, you know.
Cool.
Vamp Motors, Todd Jr., welcome, and my family friends.
Cool. I'd like to shout out the whole Youth Services Unit staff, Miss Vilka, Miss Brian, Miss Lisa, and Mikhail. And a special shout out to my family and friends, especially my 400 crew, which includes my wife, Darianne, and our children, Tamika, Ahmed, who's here with me, and Jamar and Jared, who's also in studio. You've been listening to Youth Flex. No, let me rephrase. Heard on Youth Flex today was host Josh and co-host Trey, Danny, and Takesha, along with the 2010-11 Miss Teen contestants Ashley, Shanique, and Nadisha. News and highlights by Krista Samuels and Rochelle Barron was sponsored by PricewaterhouseCoopers. Isabel was written by Patricia Bent, produced and directed by the Cayman National Cultural Foundation and Radio Cayman. Sound and editors were Joel Wilson and Rita Estevanovich, and it was formatted for UFlex by James Miles and narrated by Andrel Harris. Perspire to Inspire featured cook Georgian Major General of Gigi's Kitchen. Sound and music by Mr. Wilson and photographer by Ahmed Miles. You've been listening to Youth Flex, the weekly Wednesday show for young people. We're on air every Wednesday except public holidays. It's a joint initiative of the Youth Services Unit and Radio Cayman, and this season sponsored by PricewaterhouseCoopers. Until next time, God's willing, this is Jamo saying, have a safe drive home, keep it chin up,
and God bless.